Spending a few minutes now with Drexel women's basketball coach Denise Dillon. Her squad, one of the hottest really in the country, won 10 in a row, now 18-5 after just kind of dismantling Northeastern at the DAC 76-45 on Sunday. And coach, just one of those games where everybody was making shots, the defense was where it needed to be, and these have to be the most fun games as a coach when you don't have to worry in the final 5-6 minutes.
Well, that's certainly true. You're happy to get everyone out on the court. Everyone's contributing. And biggest thing, it started on the defensive end, and that has been our go-to from start to now this time of February. But the defense created a lot of offense for us, and I think that just helps the players gain confidence in what they're doing on the defensive end, and then just make it a little bit easier on the offensive end, not forcing us to run a half court, a possession game each and every time down the floor.
It kind of going along with that, the defense has been there. You've been one of the best defensive teams all season. But during this winning streak, the last 6 weeks here or so, the offense has moved up a couple of notch that have made you a very difficult team to match up with. What are some other things that have led to the offense opening up a little bit here?
I think the ball movement is first and foremost. The understanding of looks within our offense. I mean, we have a lot of young players on the court, so they're still trying to understand the system, the style of play. You know, you have a freshman in Keyshawna Washington who has started for us each contest, but she is now realizing what she can do in our system, and it's been nice to watch. You have the leadership of Bailey Greenberg, who has been our most consistent player on the floor. And then Aubrey Brown, who we say is our Ben Simmons. You know, she does so much on the offensive end, but, you know, when she's out there, it just flows much easier, and she's always looking for the hot hand. So a lot of good things, contribution from all of our players. You know, we talk about everyone being a threat, everyone being an option, but when you're playing team basketball and moving the ball, as we are, it really is the case, and they're understanding that, which helps greatly.
You mentioned Washington, and before she got a little banged up, Maura Hendrickson, another freshman, was doing a nice job to open things up for you offensively. Is it difficult as a coach to put your trust in freshmen?
Well, they're basketball players, so we always say if you're producing, you're not disruptive out on the floor, you're going to spend a lot more time out there. So it doesn't matter what year you are. If you're paying attention, you're coachable, and you're a solid teammate, you're going to be on the floor. We'll throw you right into the fire. So it is great to have Keyshawn in the starting lineup, and Mara, who has been a great sixth player for us. You know, she comes in and just opens the floor up. She can shoot the ball deep. And one thing I don't think people are aware of is her passing ability. She sees the floor, the open court, in the open court, and then in our half court offense as well. So those two areas really make for a better offense.
How satisfying is it when you see young players take the steps that like they have taken as this season's going on?
It's great, but the credit goes to their teammates. They're so selfless in the understanding of what needs to be done, and we have some upperclassmen who have really taken them under their wing and encourage them each and every practice and game to let them know we need you out there. You can help us, reminding them to continue to shoot the basketball. So they know we brought them here. We recruited them for their ability to play the game and really impact our program, but it has to come from their peers to give them that confidence to step it up day in and day out.
Sunday's win was also the 300th of your career. What does a milestone like that mean to you?
Oh, it's really special. I mean, the opportunity I've had at Drexel is remarkable. You know, them hiring a young coach and putting it in my hands to turn the program around. And as I mentioned to the team, it's about the players that have come through this program. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention Amy Mallon, my associate head coach, who has been there from the start, and Stacey McCullough, who was a player for us, and coaching. She's been there for each and every win. So the staff, that some who have moved on to other programs, and the ones I have with me, and Michelle Baker and Mike Halbiger, it's been extremely special. But again, for the opportunity, I've been blessed.
Could you imagine when you took this job, getting the numbers like this, or was that something you couldn't even probably kind of put together in your head at that point when you're just getting started?
Oh yeah, no, you're just trying to get a win here or there, have a winning season. You know, it's you keep it very simple, and you continue to. You know, it's one game at a time. You're not even aware of such numbers on the horizon, wherever they may fall.
And now looking ahead, a big weekend for your group coming up on the road, UNCW, College of Charleston. This is really going to be key to how the standings shake out at the end of the season, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, we have 6 games remaining. And I'm where we are right now, I'm certainly proud of the efforts and what the team's doing. This is a great challenge for us at UNCW. They have not lost at home. And we have a nice road streak of our own, so we'll see. You know, somebody has to take the hit. I'm hoping our road warriors are ready.